Blog Talk Radio.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
So I'm going to give you, we've got guests, we got Kyra, we got Rod and Yo, and they're all saying hi. So I'm going to have to read everything they say to you, and welcome to the show. And Patriot Families, we got to know Patriot Families is what brings us here. So, hey.
Well, thank you, Linda, and thank you all the people that's listening in the chat room there, and a hello to everybody. Here we are, another week, another group of. How do we wait to it week to week? You got to wonder.
I know. It's, you know, I was listening to, I think it was good old Daryl on Hannity's show today. Same old stuff. You know, it's like, there are times when I don't even want to hear Hannity's voice anymore. I mean, I've heard Daryl, and then Hannity acts like a third grader, you know. I mean, asking stupid questions, everyone should know the answer to. Nobody's got the you know what's to say it. Except people like us, you know.
Don't you wish Sheriff Joe Arpaio had Isis power?
Oh, I would like to have Sheriff Joe take the place of Hannity on the air so that we could get some truth. You know.
Well, that's the only, true.
The only one
what
I
we have.
Yeah.
Did
the
you
only
listen
one
to
really
Ron's show last night?
Ron's show was amazing. Absolutely. He did a great job.
He hit on one of the principal things that we've all said. They keep us divided. Because if they don't, if we are get together and unite on something, they can't stop us.
Well, you know, look, I've been going through all the stuff today. I've actually, somebody sent to me, well, today I got from the Horowitz deal, and this is about the second time I've read it. This was way, way back, about 3 or 4 years ago. It's Barack Obama's Rules for Revolution, the Alinsky model, which is done by David Horowitz. It also talks about Hitler and her thesis from Wellesley College. I mean, it's just amazing stuff in here, and I can go through it in a bit. Who the other person sent me stuff from the meeting last night, which I didn't go to because I'm still trying to not go to meetings and trying to take care of myself. They're sending me information, and what Lynn and Ken sent to me was the document. I'm going to go right now and do this. It was actually from, let me read it. It's interim progress report for the members of House Republican Conference surrounding the September 11, 2012 terrorists attack in Benghazi. There's the seal of the House of Representatives right on the front of this PDF file. It's got the summary. It's incredible. And if we have time, I can go through some of this stuff. It's amazing. You know, it's got the findings before the attacks, different, what do you call it, commentaries in here about who did what to whom, how they lied about certain, or they think they lied about certain things. It's like the timeline of all of it. It's absolutely stunning. So what I can do is once this show's over, I'll try to email it to you guys, yourself and people who are, you know, in the chat room. And I've got Kyra on the line. I'm not going to bring her in unless she puts her hand up or whatever she wants to do, because she can't hear. Her computer is a mess. So,
well, you know,
yeah. Go ahead.
Every time we turn around, they're trying to do something to drive another wedge in between people here or there as certain ways. They do amongst their own party.
Let me see.
Playing of the people against the people by these pompous asses.
Let's see if I can do this. I don't get
how we keep choosing these kinds of people or how we keep letting this all go on. We know that whoever's elected is controlled by an elitist group, corporation, whatever, in one way or another, on the left and the right. Always we see all the attacks on wealthy people, but let's be real. The biggest threats globally, wealthy men around from the United States point of view, would be Soros, Gates, Buffett, iMount, and guys like that.
Yeah, okay. I want to thank Kyra. I think I have you in my email box, but I'll check it out. I've written it down, so we're good. I'll try to get all this stuff to everybody here. Of course, the guest 3146, welcome to the show. And everyone that's listening, I don't know who that is, but that's okay. And they can't type, so maybe they can. I don't know. I think they can only be kind of seeing things without typing. I'm so glad you can hear us now, Kyra. And like I said, if you want to talk, just do whatever you got to do. But, yeah, it's like amazing what we're going through right now. There was that story of Ohio, all the stuff that's coming out subsequently from this breaking story of those three women. It's just phenomenal.
I watched part of that. I have to say the guy who actually freed the girl, if you listen to him, he knew the guy. They would have never suspected anything, nobody.
And then there was another report that Glenn said his people found that black guy, he said it was a year ago that he dismissed his fears or his inkling that there really was something wrong going on. And one of his buddies said, oh, you know, you're just being paranoid. So he sloughed it off. And Glenn said, he said, you guys have got to start listening to your inner voices and stop dismissing it. Because it could save your life. I mean, this is natural. It's supposed to protect you from all kinds of stuff.
It is called instincts.
It's built in. Absolutely.
We have natural instincts. Many people, some people have heightened natural instincts.
Yes, they do.
Others, because they don't utilize them, they're not heightened. But the ones who utilize them, their hearing is sharper, their smelling is sharper, their senses are sharper.
Oh my gosh. And you know, a lot of people call that, you know, it's kind of that connection to God. Some people prompting from the Lord. And if one is religious, one could go that way. And I do. I think that's you're tapping into that force, you know, the good side.
Well, we only use 1/10 of our brain. And I believe that talent of the knowing when something's watching you or something, you know.
Sure.
Knowing when there's a danger. That's a natural instinct that comes inside us already. It was a gift from God. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's like when a dog can smell danger or whatever from a long distance because their senses are so heightened. Those are natural built-in instincts. We have them too. We don't exercise them because we're not hanging out with saber-toothed tigers every day. So we don't use it. I have a feeling we're going to be using them real soon. It's going to be a hell of a lot worse than saber-toothed tigers. I got news for you.
Well, I think that things are kind of falling apart because starting to see, you know, I'm starting to see even the Democrats starting to question what the government's doing. And Benghazi.
Right.
Benghazi's just a prelude. Remember, Obama sealed up Fast and Furious.
Oh, exactly. I know. It's horrible.
So unseal that. And let's see who's. You went down and talked to told Mexico
that was
our fault for the gun. Let's show Mexico Fast and Furious documentations and stuff so they can see who it really was that gave guns to the drug cartels.
Yeah. Of course, he didn't mention anything about his good old derelict Holder, you know, being part of that deal, right? Fast and Furious, not a word. Of course, he's speaking in a foreign country.
Holder is always in the background of major stuff. From Oklahoma City, Waco, some of the comments with the Black Panthers about racism.
Look, he's a friend of Zero.
Fast and Furious. It just goes on and on.
Anybody who gets appointed by this guy has to be a communist sympathizer and a degenerate piece of you-know-what. Otherwise, they're not going to be appointed.
We're part of the Chicago elite mob.
Well, and of course, he appointed...
Come on, we put John Gotti in prison, and these people from Chicago are worse than him.
Well, this is what's so interesting about this little pamphlet that David did, and it talks about Sololinsky, and he hung out with the mob because he was, I think, born in 1906, which is coincidental because so was Dietrich Bonhoeffer in different places. But, Frank Nitti and Gotti and all these guys, those were Alinsky's buddies in the 30s. So, it's like amazing. And then, of course, I think he passed while Barack was still young. But, of course, Barack was teaching his methods. And Alinsky was like probably, I would say, more radical and crazy than Karl Marx, from what I'm seeing here. I mean,
Alinsky was psychotic.
Absolutely.
He was a minded person.
He was nuts. Let me see what he
said. It's odd that a lot of people around the world, I mean, come on, we've seen it throughout history where people follow nuts. There were people following Charlie Manson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he.
There were people following the guy in Jonestown and Jamestown.
And he always had.
Yeah,
these,
you see what I'm saying?
Alinsky's students gave him the wrong answer, he would scream at them, you know, uncontrollably like a complete madman. And you know, you want to organize for power, and he was like completely, just a complete nut job. And it's bizarre because I've got all the – it says the radical fantasy, this is all – these guys are the philosopher kings and the Fabian socialists. They think – this is Nimrod trying to rebuild Babylon. It said that's what this is about, the radical fantasy.
Alinsky is the kind of guy I picture being a school shooter.
Well, yeah. All he'd need is a little bit of LSD too much, and he would. The radical fantasy of
some courage. I mean, he's like most of these people. They're only brave when they're either hid behind a huge force or they're behind closed doors.
Here's a couple of things from here. It says the fantasy of an earthly redemption takes many forms with similar results. And this is when you talk about some of the timelines and the how this all came about with these clowns. It goes way back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s, actually 1948, the Progressive Party. Well, that was even further back than that because that was Teddy Roosevelt. But also the progressives rejoined the Democrats during the McGovern campaign of 1972. And it goes on and on. And then it says, this is the radical hubris because he was, dedicating his book Rules for Radicals to Satan. And it says, you shall be as gods. And the hubris is we can create a new world through our political power. We can make a new race of men and women who will live in harmony and peace. And according to the principles of social justice, we can be as gods. Well, they don't realize the ruin that they leave behind. So when you go through this, it says the chimera of sexual liberation caused leftists to condemn and ban the proven public health methods, and this was in the 80s, for combating AIDS, testing and contact tracing as homophobic, leading directly to the preventable deaths of more than 300,000 gay men in the prime of their lives. And then it has the other one. This is going way, way back because this was Rachel Carson, remember Silent Spring? This is in the 60s. The crusade to rid mankind of the scourge of DDT, which is bogus, which was launched in 1960 by the stupid, idiotic American environmentalist Carson, led to a global ban on the – this was written about in Liberty and Tyranny by Mark Levin. The use of DDT and the return of malaria, this has resulted in the deaths of 100 million children, mainly black Africans, under the age of 5.
Did they tell you how many deaths resulted from the use of DDT?
Well, apparently when they were
– I'm pretty sure, Linda, there were more deaths from the DDT than there was from the malaria.
I don't know, because from – the different school of thought was that they were lying about that, and that it wasn't as bad as they thought it was.
Well, and who made DDT?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Monsanto.
Oh, yeah. Well, those guys are bad. The left's campaign to build a welfare utopia under the – here we go. This was the Great Society.
Welfare utopia.
Yeah, destroyed the inner-city black family, this is going way back, and spawned millions of fatherless black children and created intractable poverty and a violent underclass, which is still with us today. And every time they do it, it keeps going, you know what I mean? Every time they do this garbage and they go away from the Constitution, this is what happens.
Well,
go ahead.
That's like with the immigration issue, if you go to – did you know that there's a limited amount of people who can white people who can come from Europe to the United States as immigrants? And there has been way back.
Okay.
And when you see the immigration issue, and you see that what's the percent of them that are Hispanics? Why isn't this equaled out amongst Asians, blacks,
mm-hmm.
and all others? Why is it particularly one group?
Right.
And why does that one group's government encourage their people
to come here,
break the laws of the United States?
Sure. Well, they're
and
doing
it. And we go
it.
Down there and kick. No, we you should have went down there and dropped them a bill.
I know.
This is
I
what
agree.
You owe us.
I agree. And they're these creeps in D.C. because we live under. We're already in tyranny. We don't have to worry about it's lurking around the corner, Barry. It's already here, thanks to you and a few others preceding you. I guess the question of the day is, what do you think will happen when this all comes out, and will anything be done, and will they impeach this clown, or is it just more hooey?
Well, that depends on the questions that get asked.
Yep.
They're in. I'll watch it tomorrow, and the whole time I'll be screaming because they won't ask a pertinent question. It'll be round-off questions that don't really give us an answer to crap. I don't see that the Republican Party has the intestinal or fortitude to stand up and fight and do anything about anything. And I recite back, and you know this well because of what you do. Agenda 21 is both parties screwing us.
I know.
It's not just the Democrats. It is the Republicans as well as the Democrats that are screwing us with Agenda 21.
Oh, I know. And that's why the one of the most important things I think Ron touched on yesterday was, you know, we've been voting for these elected officials for 236 years. What makes you think the next go around is going to make one damn bit of difference as to what the way things are going in this country, because it's not
sadly,
going to do nothing.
You know, I have to agree. You know, it's been a situation, and even if you did vote, the vote don't really mean nothing because of how they're counted.
Okay, Doc puts up in some, breaking news, traffic from Syria disappears from internet. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I can't click on it, so someone else will have to put it into the Patriot Family site.
That whole thing there is just stinks to high heaven.
Mm-hmm. You mean the Syria deal?
Yes, first off, this brings in Benghazi. Wasn't some of those weapons coming out of Obama's
gun running?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Gun running from Libya, giving weapons to our enemies in Syria.
Well,
like
he's
Al Qaeda and
right.
Hamas and others.
And plus,
isn't
the fact,
he arming the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yes,
in Egypt?
He is. Yes.
So that right there is, by the definition of the words, is treason.
I know.
And I don't see nobody saying nothing.
No, they don't. They won't. This is the problem.
Okay. We're hearing, the Syrians, Assad used chemical weapons on the rebels. But the UN's putting out that it was the rebels that used chemical weapons on Assad's people. Who do you believe?
I know. You know what, Bill, as far as our institutions, I don't believe anybody anymore. I mean, it's terrifying. It's crazy. It's so corrupt.
We should have had red flags flying up in the air everywhere when the leader of Libya said it was a terrorist attack. And
exactly.
Our government tried to say it was a good film. And that guy's still sitting in the hoosegow.
Yeah, and then Glenn touched on something today, and I guess tomorrow there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going. They're going to do it live probably from 6 o'clock till for at least an hour or maybe more but I'll be doing my show, so I only get to see a little bit of it and report on it. And it's going to be one huge day tomorrow because right after my show's done, then there's it's called On the Record, and they're going to talk about everything that's going on with sex trafficking and the killing of the Christians in Egypt right now. The evil, evil stuff that's just, I mean, they're trying to purge the entire Christianity out of Egypt right now.
Well, it's not only Egypt. It's going on in Indonesia. It's going on all over the Middle
everywhere.
East.
Everywhere. It's going on in Africa. It's going on
And here in the United States, we are seeing the biggest attack against Christianity.
Yep. In our own military.
Don't even try telling me you're a Christian, Obama. That just makes you an even bigger liar than you already are. Because you're no Christian. No Christian would ever cover up Christian symbols.
No Christian
would ever bow to a Muslim.
You know what he is? He's a Luciferian. I swear to God, he is such... He's not even just a secular humanist. That man is a Luciferian. I would bet my life on it.
He's a puppet.
I know, but he's still evil, Bill.
He has been groomed for this his entire life.
I know. And he was planted. I know. The whole deal. And it was all the elites. But look what we've got crazy people who are complicit in Congress, both sides of the aisle. They don't give a damn. They think it's just great, apparently, that this guy, you know, they give lip service to the Tea Party. Oh, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that and this is terrible.
No, they portray us as the evil and violent, but every time you see a violent act by a crowd, it turns out to be their side.
Yeah, that's the media. They do that nonsense. But I'm talking about these clowns in Congress. What? I can't believe one word out of any mouth out up there until
my congressman is nothing more than a photo op. That's all he is. Don't go to D.C. and come home and say, I got this for you and I got that for you. You didn't get me crap. That's my money.
And I think I have Robert on the line. How are you doing, sir?
This lady, you said my name.
How you doing, Robert?
I didn't even get on last night. Ron didn't even put me on last night.
Oh, well, you know what? He only had an hour, and Kyra says hello. Everybody's saying hi to everybody else.
Hello, everyone.
He did a great show last night.
He did an awesome show last night.
And when I hung up, I had to go, and I couldn't call back. So that's why I called tonight, to make sure you guys are all right.
Oh, yeah, we're doing, you know, like I said, because of some of the things he was talking about, it really made a lot of sense, you know, and I was putting the two and two together because Glenn was talking about the neighbors that should have, you know, made a little bit more inquiry into what was going on with, you know, not to be too too nosy, but just at least that gut feeling and do something about it. You know, I'm again, we don't advocate for, you know, playing these into Lenin's hands and turning in your neighbors like old Soviet. I'm not talking about that, you know, because somebody's talking against the government. I'm talking about somebody's doing something wrong to somebody, needs to be checked out. Yeah.
Has anybody ever seen the movie The Burbs?
I think a long time ago.
Did you say The Burbs, Bell Strong?
No, The Burbs. Yeah, like suburbs. Oh, it was Tom Hanks? I think it was, but I can't
remember.
I think
it was, and it had Bruce Dern in it. And
that was funny. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, but there were people that was watching their neighbors, and they turned out to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't saying spy on your neighbor, but I live in the country. But I know that if there's crazy stuff going on with my neighbors, I'll know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, and the thing is, these people were like 2 feet away. These buildings were so close to each other, probably maybe fit a yardstick in between, you know, that kind of nonsense. But the thing is, when you live in those cities like that, people, have gotten away from the old community thing and actually knowing their neighbors. Nobody has church socials. Nobody has things like they should have, like they used to have, where, you know, once a week or, God forbid, going to church, you know. It's sad that we don't have that community feeling like we should have. And, you know, and again, maybe tap into that sixth sense and not dismiss those, you know, hackles going up on your back, you know, raising some, you know, questions about what's going on.
I live in one of those different kind of areas. I live in the country in a rural area in southern Indiana here, and all of my neighbors for several miles, I have known every one of them for years. Years upon years.
Mm-hmm.
And we would know, one of us would know and tell the others if something crazy was going on out here like that. I mean, we know who the meth heads are. We watch them. We drive down the road to get together and have a picnic, cookouts, whatever. We associate with each other. Of course, a lot of them are, you know, you've met Chad and, you know, a lot of them's like that, where we get together and we talk, and they'll sit here sometimes when I'm doing a radio show, they'll all be here with me.
Yeah.
Or we'll be here watching something that's happening on TV together.
Sure.
For 10 years?
That's bizarre. I know. That's really bizarre. Kyra puts in, I think a long time ago, now you know, PBSO Sheriff Bradshaw made news last week for his program to turn in your neighbors or anyone they believe is anti-government. I didn't hear that one because I don't know where she's getting all this from. I don't know who Bradshaw is.
That is true. That's about. I don't think he'll get another election.
Yeah. They got a lot of unconstitutional sheriffs out there, and unfortunately, ours is in California. California is a doomed place. I'm stuck here.
If my neighbor's over there making homemade wine, I don't give a crap.
Right.
That's his business. If my other neighbor's over here, and I don't care what they're practicing, if they're practicing voodoo, it don't mean crap to me as long as they keep it in their house.
Yep.
Don't
try
bringing it to me.
Right. But the thing is, you know, if somebody's committing felonies and horrible things like these guys, I mean, you got to try to put a stop to it.
I live in an area that if you just do something like that, you're probably end up dead, and the dude who shoots you will get big claims in the paper.
yeah, exactly.
You look up a little girl on the internet named Katie Holmes, and that was in my area. I knew her father, John Neese.
Oh, wow.
And the little girl was kidnapped and murdered.
Oh, awful.
And to this day, it still affects those that knew her and know her family.
Of course, yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. It's amazing. I mean, of course, this thing is so new, this story out of Ohio. We're going to get a lot of details down the road, and hopefully these people can be, you know, get some really good counseling and some family support and all the rest of it, and some godly counsel, I would say.
That was unbelievable. I mean, that was, you know, I mean, how could not anybody know they were in that trouble for how many years? Was it 10?
Yeah.
Well, look at Elizabeth Smart.
I know, absolutely. That was
a long period. You don't know how brainwashed some of these girls were.
Apparently, one wasn't,
and thank God she wasn't. She was very aware, very awake
and alert.
And thank God for the neighbor.
Right, and they get the Stockholm syndrome because they know these guys probably tell them they're going to kill the whole family and kill them too, and they have no way to defend themselves naturally, you know. They're going to do everything to try to keep alive. That's kind of a natural thing, too. Of course, if it had been me, I'd have been out of there a long time. One way or another, that would have been a way out. I don't know. There would have been a way.
You know, the people say that, but you don't know what conditions he had.
I would imagine it was pretty scary.
His two brothers were there with him.
What a bunch of losers. I hope they throw the book at them. I hope they get 400 years apiece.
Well, what they'll get, high-priced attorneys, pauper attorneys they'll be, but they won't be pauper attorneys. They'll cost us taxpayers millions of dollars, just like with this terrorist in Boston there. He should get no more better attorney than one of us normal people would get if we couldn't afford an attorney.
It's insanity what's going on. And then I read something before we went on the air about some crazy woman wants to give up her military plot to this idiot, Borat number one, the older brother that got killed from Boston bombing deal, the Tsarnoff clown. She saw that. And I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. Of course, I don't think they can – it'll happen, but who knows? I mean, our country's so upside down, I don't even know. I can't see straight. I'm totally Alice in Wonderland right now. It's nuts.
I don't know what they should do about him, his grave, whatever. I do hope, though, that when Nancy Pelosi passes, they put a urinal on her grave so that we can all pay her the proper respects.
You know what you gotta do is...
God, that was strong.
You know, just get one of those 40 ounces or whatever they're called, oh, some malt liquor beer or whatever, and just say, here's to Nancy. I'm not pouring it on her grave. I'm going to drink it first and then have at it. Exactly. Oh, my God. God,
But, I mean, we're seeing that the health care bill is a crash.
Oh,
even
God.
The Democrats are starting to scream about it. The unions are screaming about it. So that's starting to crash on the Democrats. And then you're seeing some of these things that have happened. They're Democrats standing up saying, what the hell are you doing?
I know.
We stand a good chance of taking back the Senate in 2014, that's for sure.
I hope so. Here's this. If you want me to get a couple of these points and then we can talk about it. It said, the Benghazi, after the attacks, the administration willfully perpetuated a deliberately misleading and incomplete narrative that the attacks evolved from a political demonstration caused by a YouTube video. U.S. officials on the ground reported and video evidence confirms that the demonstrations outside Benghazi mission did not occur and that the incident began with an armed attack on the facility. Of course, now we have that guy, what's his name, Greg Hicks or something. He's already said, my God, we're under attack. He knew it was from the beginning. Senior admin officials knowingly minimized the role played by Al-Qaeda-affiliated entities, other associated groups in the attacks, and decided to exclude from the discussion the previous attempts by extremists to attack U.S. persons or facilities in Libya. And this, go ahead, Robert. I have a couple of them.
That Benghazi thing is not going to, what is it going to accomplish? You know what's going to be the end result of that. The end result is a bomb that's going to smell like a rose. You know that.
Well, that may be,
Robert, but in order for him to smell like a rose, will Hillary Clinton have to take the knife?
That's right, absolutely, and they're going to protect that witch at all costs. But I hope they take her down.
She's their future, and they know it.
Uh huh. I know.
You know what else, Bill Strong? You know,
if you had decent, honest, upstanding, true people with some real courage and integrity, Hillary Clinton will be charged with lying to Congress. That's a crime.
You know, it's true, but I got a piece of mail, Bill, in the mail with my Florida Blue insurance. They're already telling me by October 1st that I need to start shopping around for government insurance.
Oh, God.
Now, and that's scary. That really bothered me. That really bothered me to no end. And now they promised that Obama says if you like your insurance, you can keep it. Well, they're telling me now, in October, I won't be able to keep my insurance.
Well, how do you do, Robert? Did you not read the 3,200 and some page bill?
Yes, I did.
Well, then you knew that was going to happen.
If
you read that whole bill, Robert, you know there's a whole lot in there that hasn't even been talked about.
Oh, like page 217 when it contends with Sharia law. Did you read that, Mr. Bill Strong?
Yes. And there's other pages like 1047, I think it is, where it talks about how the government will have say in your homes on how and what you teach your kids. They will be able to come inside your home and inspect your cabinets to make sure you're eating healthy.
Oh, it's horrible. This is all Agenda 21.
Because I actually cook almost everything from scratch, so good luck.
Yeah, it's disgusting what's going on. I mean, what they have done to anything that resembles freedom, we're already slaves. I mean, we got to know that. The voting doesn't do anything.
We became slaves when they put in the Federal Reserve in.
Yes, absolutely. Oh yeah, I mean that's quite apparent. So
we allow our government to play us against each other so that they can push their agenda. Take away more of our freedoms and to charge us and raise more taxes on us.
Well, this is why everybody who, everybody who does what you and I do and everybody who stands up against, you know, like the people at the NRA and stuff, and I think they garnered like, I don't know how many more million just in the last couple weeks or months because their membership is over 5 million now. In a short period of time because everybody knows what's happening. They're trying to disarm us. Everybody who stands against this tyranny, everybody who has a voice against it and has the courage like we do to go up against Common Core, up against Agenda 21, all this stuff, and just not comply is the only way we're ever going to get anything done. We have to.
We have to keep pushing our message. We have to keep pushing, educating, and putting out the facts and the statistics and the truth out there.
Right. One of my friends sent me a whole bunch of stuff I have to print out for next two or three weeks from now because we're going to go down to Poway and we are not going to back down. And I don't know how long the meeting's going to go. And I'm going to try real hard not to have the blood shoot out of my eyes like I explained to Ron yesterday. And I'll let Chris Meinson do that because she's good at it. But I'll try to be the voice of reason and say, you know, this is just – it's not going to stand. This is communism and we don't want it. And what about the Constitution and our way of life? Don't you quite get, you know. We can be firm and polite and still get our message across.
I'm kind of blessed at the moment because I do have a representative in my state that is just, if you read the little thing I posted that he said the other day, yeah, that's the kind of guy we need.
Sure.
He's not afraid to stand out there and tell it like it is.
Like it is, exactly. And what I have about probably 10 or 15 different pieces of one page at a time, 1.5 pages on Common Core. What I'm trying to go through and look in this briefing, you know, I guess it's the – I think there were several different websites, but one was Californians Against Common Core, whatever. There was a whole thing of different people, how to fight it, and different talking points that you can use. And what I'm looking for is that one – and I know it was on Facebook. I think Pat Hitley put it out there of how they were doing – that was a YouTube video of how they were touting communism and bashing capitalism like left and right in this curriculum. I mean,
Indiana blocked it and put it on hold.
Good.
Until they can do more research into it.
You know what? Well,
I doubt it's
going to
go in Indiana. We have the most expansive charter school system in the nation, and I just don't see it's going to go here in Indiana.
Good,
here in Indiana.
Right.
They could push it in their public schools, but it would drive more charter schools, and we subsidize the charter schools the same as we do the public schools here.
Here's the thing. Look, I think it started out where there was 5 states that rejected it, and then it became 6 states. So everybody needs to come on board. I don't hold my breath for California, but there's a lot of people who understand, and they're fighting it here. So maybe with enough parents, we can do it. If we get enough parents out there screaming bloody murder, then we can do it. One district at a time. Go ahead.
Florida's really pushing charter public schools. Really pushing it.
Okay, charter schools are good, and there's, you know, it depends on you know who's running them and everything. But this C-Scope and Common Core is just pure evil. They're data mining. They're trying to do what Terry Rowland calls one size fits all progressivism and dumbing them down as if they're not dumb enough and dumbed down enough. Half of them don't know history. Nobody knows, you know, nobody's ever read the Constitution, including Hildebeest, because I went back and looked in this, and she used the word democracy 6 million times in her stupid thesis because, you know, talking about the United States form of government, that's how dumb and indoctrinated she was, even in 1969 when she graduated. Stupid bitch.
You know, I live in a small community. Around here, we're still singing Christmas songs about God and Jesus.
Amen.
And the schools and stuff. You know, we don't buy that. We still put the Christmas scene with Jesus in the front courthouse yard.
Good.
We still light up
Good.
The town.
Good.
We don't go with that crap. You're not going to force it on us. We're not going to accept
Good.
It. You don't
Good.
Know Brownstown, Indiana. It will not accept it.
You know, here's the thing.
And there's a hell of a huge monument in our courthouse yard to our veterans.
Oh, good for you. And, you know, this is the thing. This is what state by state, town by town, we have got to win these arguments one way or another. And you know, there's, like you say, a lot better with honey than with vinegar. And this is what we have to learn how to frame it. But I think that when you're going up against something that you know is wrong and fundamentally against your Constitution and your liberties, we can say state it quite eloquently and with a lot of heated passion. I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm not saying, you know, wildly nuts and, you know, like Alinsky does, but you know what I mean? Patrick Henry did it. I know that I'm sure George Washington did it. You know, there were several who probably stood up in many meetings and were not happy campers, and let it be known, whether it was political or ideological. You know, so
I have posted my local paper, Seymour Daily Tribune, TribTown.com. I have posted there Dan Davis on the Benghazi, where he came out the very next day and attacked the video and our free speech and stuff.
Sure.
And has since never printed another word.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you guys. What's your take on Ted Cruz? I don't know.
Brad. So far, I like Ted Cruz.
He hasn't done anything yet to piss me off.
I rank him higher than Marco Rubio.
I rank him higher than Rand Paul right now.
I do too.
We'll see how that goes.
What's the beef that I hear that he's really? Is he really from Mexico, Canadian? Is he really an American citizen?
Well, what difference does it make? The other one's not qualified to be president, and he got elected twice. What difference does it make? In the words of Hillary, what difference?
Rubio's not eligible to be president.
Yeah, but apparently the president has
neither
now
one.
Been
neither one of Rubio's parents were citizens at the time of his birth.
You know, look, it's already a done deal. If one can get away with it, then the other one's going to get away with it. I mean,
well,
the whole thing.
Sometime we got to stop it.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I don't know where.
We've got with the immigration thing. What we let get out of control, they didn't assimilate. They came here, they wave their flags, they burn ours.
Yes, they do. Just like the caliphate one, the Muslims. I'm telling you guys, we've got to take a stand. We've got to take stands and not back down on any of this stuff. I don't care if it's Common Core, if it's Agenda 21, if it's, you know, idiots in D.C.
Well, we know that Common Core is part of Agenda 21.
Yeah, it's evil. And so is this nonsense.
When we say Agenda 21, we're actually taking in everything that they're doing because everything they're doing is related to it.
It's the New World Order.
Bill,
I know.
But in California, the high-speed rail.
Yep.
Well, that's part of it. That's to replace automobiles. And then those that are allowed to travel amongst the fusion centers will use a high-speed rail. You will not own a car. You will not own a motorcycle.
Yeah, oh, I know. I mean, I've talked about this. Every time I blog, I talk about this. Every time I write into the newspapers, I've been
going to my brother biker sites and letting them know.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because that's an army that I don't know what the hell they'd deal with if they all joined together against you.
That would be a force to be reckoned with, absolutely.
Yeah, and a huge percentage of it is veterans.
That's true. They are. They absolutely are. And they're wonderful. A lot of these guys are cool.
Well,
yeah.
Well, they came home. They couldn't find a place they fit in.
I know.
On the road.
And
unless you've lived that life and you don't know the beauty of your country and the real feeling of freedom, just riding, and you can stay wherever the hell you want to stay. Go wherever you want to go. You just go.
Yeah.
And you really see your country. And it is truly the most beautiful, amazing country on the planet. I have a lot of people ask me, well, you've been all over. Why do you keep coming back, going back to southern Indiana? Because of all the places I've been in the world, the most beautiful place I've ever been is southern Indiana.
That's amazing. I didn't get to see as much of it, of course. You know, we only had 3 days.
Well,
we will.
We will travel. We'll take a ride around and get up on some. You can't help but get up on high points from where we're at out there. But we'll get up and look around, and you'll see what I mean, why I feel the way I do.
I know, and we've got to do some little practice with our water pistols.
well, we're set for that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And it sounds like the food's going to be absolutely amazing, so it should be pretty cool. It's going to be a lot of good joy. So
we're going to have some singing. I don't know if we'll have a band like to, or playing, or we're just going to have sit around the campfire kind of singing and playing, but whatever, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I just want to read that one Kyra just put in because you can't see it. She says, I have a friend who just served 27 years in the Navy and retired from the Kitty Hawk, stated that USA is turning into a third world country. Well, he's right because of the, you know, the communists
sadly, are
winning.
It is the evil ones.
It's very sad. Yeah, I mean, everywhere. Just look around you. I mean,
when you keep allowing an invasion like you have, that 11 million number, throw
is
that
a lie.
Out the door. That's the
it's
biggest
lie
out there, people. Even Jeff Sessions' 55 million number is short because when you actually find out that it's 28 to 34 million that is in the country at the moment. And then you start multiplying those other numbers out and stuff, it's going to equal to be closer to 82 million people.
Wow. Yeah, it's sickening.
That is the instant collapse of your economy, your culture, and your self-defense.
Wow. Let's
there
see
you
if
have
I can that one. I got something here I wanted to see if I can play a little bit. Let's see what I had. Michael put it in. I was going to... let's see. I got gun control. And I did have a little bit. Mal can save that one till tomorrow. But I know that Savage had a good deal, too. Let's see. And the other stuff. I wish I had that one from... I'll get it. I'll look on YouTube and get it. It's talking about how the Chinese feel about Barry because they know he's a traitor and they call him Monkey Man. It's the truth. This was like an hour and a half video, and it was Gary Franchi and somebody else. There's a whole bunch of people that I had two videos, and I think some of them are still out there on YouTube land. But I'll check them out and see if Michael can give me some clips from them. It's craziness. And the one I'm going to play tomorrow is Michael Savage, and he's talking about how bad our media is.
You're not going to pay for nothing.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Linda. I'm arguing with somebody. I apologize.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, Putin laughs at Barry. Everybody laughs at him except his cronies. Anyway, so Savage is talking about how evil the state-run media is, and he talks about that, and it's a five-minute clip for tomorrow. And then the other one is Glenn's, the last portion, which is 12 minutes, 27 seconds of his NRA speech. That poor guy spoke for an hour and 40 minutes, and I got to see the first 38 minutes of it, and I think I have to go somewhere on the Blaze to find some other parts of it and check it out, but maybe later this week when I have a minute to do stuff. It's amazing. He did a great job, let me tell you, from what I could see. But, you know, these are the things that are important to me. These are important to everybody. There's no way that we can allow them to do these things. If they try to come, in fact, I was reading again today that California and their gun grabbing deal, and they've got all these people, they're supposed to go running around confiscating guns of people who bought them, and now they're deemed unqualified or illegal gun owners at this point. And I'm like, I want to know how.
You know,
I need to find out how to get.
That kills me. Who makes that decision? I want to see each one of these elected officials take an MMPI test and then put the results up on so I can look at them and other people can look at them. I'll teach other people how to read them.
Yeah,
you won't have a hard time, believe me, looking at it.
Yeah, let's
see how stable they are.
Yeah, here's the other thing. These Lilliputians in Sacramento are making these decisions, and they're the libtards of the century. We have a supermajority of Democratic libtard, I hate them, nut jobs in Sacramento running everything into the ground. What I want to do is I want to find out who's on this list that they're going to come confiscate from. That's who I want to see. Because there's 20,000 names.
Are they going after Hell's Angels?
I don't know.
Are they going to go after the Mongols?
They're going after anybody who is deemed a criminal. I'm assuming
except those that are illegally here.
Yeah. I'm assuming that it's the people who've committed felonies. Now, if they bring it down to misdemeanors, I'll tell you, there's going to be some hell to pay. And they're dealing. And the other thing is, they're talking about people who were deemed mentally incompetent or, you know, whatever.
You're elected.
Yeah, well, I know that. That's. Shall we start? Let's see. We got Harry Reid.
There's my whole point.
Well, I know. It's sick.
You got mentally incompetent trying to make a competent decision on who can have a gun.
Yeah, it's craziness what's going on. So this is what I need to do is go through the internet and research. How do I find that list of people, or can I find it? How are they going to, you know, who are they going after? I'll bet that's not publicized either. These rats.
I've read several articles yet, but I've yet to see them list. They're saying people who legally bought a gun, but then it's found out that they can't legally have a gun.
And who are these people? Yeah, who's on this list? That's what I want to know.
I'll make you a bet it's only conservatives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll make you a bet.
Yeah. Well,
California, do this nation a favor. Take your elected officials. March them to the front of the ocean, and you tell them swim or die.
I agree. I know. They're crazy. It's gone beyond. It really has gone beyond. I know.
You know what I think?
I read some of the things, Linda, that come out of the state there at California, and I'm like,
I know.
My God.
I know.
It is It is so different. I can't imagine living in some place like that. I can't imagine living in the bigger cities like New York or Boston or even in any city like it where everybody is piled on top of everybody.
I know.
I got to have elbow room. I got to be able to breathe.
I agree.
If I want to walk out my back door and take a leak, I can.
That's true. Although, I mean, that's the kind of freedom you like. Although, I can see all and hear all in my neighborhood, unfortunately. And it's bizarre what we have to go through. I don't know where it's going to lead, but once I find out when they start implementing it, which will probably be within a month or two when they get all their money together for this program, who the hell knows? But they better not come to my door because, you know, it's craziness. I don't know how they're going to implement this. This is the part that's crazy. You know, aren't they going to have to do something in the legal sense, in the constitutional sense, and get warrants and all that? How are they going to do this? That's another thing I never found out. It's just nonsense. Just absolute nonsense.
Well,
I think
there's a hot spot getting ready to happen when they try it.
You got a hot spot
getting ready to happen with some idiots marching in D.C. with loaded guns. That's just the dumbest. That is inviting martial law. That is inviting them to clamp down.
They will.
And if you look at the people behind it, they are not conservatives.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about them. All I did was I watched something that was 15 minutes on Alex Jones' channel. It was actually posted on Facebook, so I don't know what's going to happen, how many people. I can't stop them from doing it. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, you know.
But it doesn't serve any purpose but the government's. It's showing that you're going to have a larger crowd of the population screaming to take away our guns because of these people.
Oh, okay. So Kyra's saying Alex Jones said it was insane. I agree. Adam Korsh, whatever his name is an Iraqi veteran. Is that what she was? I can't tell because it says vert, maybe vet. Anyway, she says, yeah.
Well, you got to read more about him. He ain't all that.
Yeah, so anyway.
Go
ahead.
You know what I think we should learn how to do? I'm not trying to be condescending or maliciously be bad about it, but I think we need to learn how to snip spines in Congress.
Well, they did that in the French Revolution with guillotines. I don't think we need to go that way. There's a whole thing about the French Revolution in here.
I would love to bring back the stocks, you know, where you lock them in it and their heads
there
stick out
go.
And you
That's
throw rotten vegetables at them.
Yeah, it's right here. It says.
And then you can. You know, put them on a list and know that they'll never hold office again or any kind of position of responsibility.
Yeah, it says in this book, it says, because conservatives pay attention to the consequences of actions, including their own, and radicals don't. It says one kind of hell or another is what radicalism has in fact achieved since the beginning of the modern age when it conducted the first modern genocide during the French Revolution. The Jacobins who led the revolution changed the name of the Cathedral of Notre Dame to, get this one, the Temple of Reason. I wonder if that's akin to the Temple of Understanding in New York. And then in the name of Reason proceeded to slaughter every Catholic man, woman, and child in the Vendee region to purge religious superstition from the planet. The Jacobin attempt to liquidate Catholics and their faith was the precursor of Lenin's destruction of 100,000 churches, check this out, in the Soviet Union to purge Russia of reactionary ideas. The Temple of Reason was replicated by the Bolsheviks' creation of the People's Church, whose mission was to usher in the workers' paradise. The mission led to the murder of 40,000, not 40,000 as in the Vendee, but 40 million before its merciful collapse, with progressives cheering its progress and mourning its demise. And I'm reading about Bonhoeffer and the Reich Church, as it's called, and the purging of anybody, whether they were Aryan Christians or not, of the Bonhoeffer's confessing church. And, you know, it's
amazing.
And what
we see today, you're seeing we're seeing gays starting to attack Christian churches, and they're going to be suing them for hate crimes because they preach what the gospel says.
It's completely so nuts.
It was a setup so that they can do that.
Doc says they would, Robert, Doc says they would need to have spines to snip. It's a bunch of spines.
That's,
and that's funny. Thanks, Doc. That was good.
I'm just frustrated, Linda. I'm just so frustrated. I don't know who to. You know,
how can we not be frustrated with all the stuff we see going on? We live this stuff. We become absorbed into it, and it eats at us.
That's true.
Once in a while, you have to step away for a day or something. You know, catch your breath.
Yep.
Me, I'm going to keep pushing all the way till July, and then I'm going to step back.
I know. I know.
So much going on in my life around me, and I'm like, I lost a close friend in the last 2 days. Louis Burke passed away. I've got another. My best friend is fighting. He just had colon surgery on colon cancer, and just stuff piles. And piles.
Sure.
But
sure.
Every day, I do take a break. I do take a minute or an hour or whatever. I get on my knees and I talk to my Lord.
There you go.
Because it's the only way I'm going to get through this.
I know.
The only
Any
way.
Of us are. That's exactly correct. I know. Oh, man.
I see the trouble coming. I've been fighting this stuff for a few years now. And when you have.
Okay, Bryant. And
me. You have the media who constantly has protected. They're not the media anymore. They're propagandists.
Exactly.
And it's a saddened and sickening thing in this country.
Traitors.
They are traitors. They are co-conspirators in defrauding the American public.
Yeah, I just saw Mortgage Auditing Service. Brian just logged in, so he says. Go ahead and call in, man. We got 28 minutes. I have to be careful listening. I think hubby needs peace and quiet. Okay. Yeah, call in, dude. Yeah, we're just winding down here. We're going to do our thing. Kyra's on the line so she can hear Robertson.
We're all hoping tomorrow for something to come out of Benghazi to slow down or put a roadblock in front of this administration.
I agree.
And to open up the vast public to the lies and the fraud and deception that has been perpetrated on them, and in hoping in doing so that they will look at the other issues and start doing some in-depth looks and see that it's been everything that since he's been in office. It's been nothing but lie after lie.
Yeah,
theft of this freedom, theft of that freedom, theft of that liberty.
I know, he's on the wrong side of everything. And
yes.
I do think we have area code 561. Is that you? Or am I on the wrong one? Hello? Okay, I've got 812, 815. Ah, wrong one. I think that's Kyra. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay, now we got him. I got you. Hello, Brian.
Howdy. How you doing?
Hey, tell me what's
new. Hey, Brian.
Oh, we got a win for a big win yesterday, a major victory in the mortgage thing. People in Colorado have been forced to deal with this Rule 120 situation over there that basically allowed these idiot attorneys and bankers to walk in the door and just basically put the judge in a position to where he couldn't rule in anybody's favor, any consumer's favor, that had, you know, could conceivably show any amount of fraud on their documents.
Wow.
So what it did was it forced them to put the judges, you know, an attorney could walk in and say, "Trust me, judge, I got all my paperwork in order. We did this honestly and it's all good to go. And here's the paperwork," and the judge couldn't rule in the other direction because of this Rule 120 that this law firm, Castle and something or another, and go figure, it was a law firm that helped create the rule on behalf of bankers.
Wow.
So who was getting paid millions and millions of dollars to represent them to foreclose on people. And so,
wow.
Anyway, so this Rule 120, the only way you could seek remedy is the judge has to foreclose. You could go in there and give this big two-hour song and dance, and the judge is going to rule against you anyway.
Wow.
He might, you know, be in favor of ruling for you because you've proved a strong case and you have standing and cause to win. But because of that Rule 120 in lower civil court, you don't stand a chance. So little did they know, they were going to meet a good friend of mine, Linda, who happens to be sickly strong-headed and determined to not, you know, just sit down and take it with a grain of salt. And she challenged the rule in court yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to have the court case sent to federal court, which they granted, and she's going to take the law firm that created the bank or created this rule, as well as Defender Mortgage, in court.
Cool.
For conspiracy against consumers.
Wow, this yeah. is good news.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's good. Good
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, so she applied for a order of protection. So the judge also granted her a 14-day order of protection. So
wow.
Next week we've got to show evidence, you know,
uh-huh.
for the reason of constitutional violation.
Absolutely super. Good.
Because they don't grant you a due process at all. I mean, you walk, there's
yeah.
apparently the and other attorney, and the funny thing is this lady's doing it pro se.
Oh my gosh. In
wow.
pro se. Oh wow.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years she's in this week and she's done what no other attorney in the state was able to do in the last 2 years.
Oh my gosh, that is phenomenal.
So,
I love it. Oh good.
Yeah,
good,
that
good,
was just
good.
Awesome. So that it was like a big
Yay.
Victory and all the news media was there, you know, the local news, the Denver Post and everybody did a big article on her and news, you know, stuff. So now it's hitting the limelight pretty heavy over there.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so
we've got some victories. You know, this is what gives us hope, Brian, you know, everybody here, because we're like watching the news and we're like, you know, crying in our beer instead of sipping champagne and dancing a jig like we should be doing. But we're going to take these baby steps and we're going to keep going, right? We're going to keep marching forward to keep that line in the sand and stand. We can't play their game anymore. We've got to stop complying with the nonsense and take our victories and keep pushing. We got
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, if you sit down, and that's, you know, the thing is, that, you know, if you sit down, it's just like any disease, it's going to take you over.
Oh, gosh.
And that's the way they function. You know,
yeah.
they're like a disease.
They're worse than cockroaches. They, I mean, they are, because they you can buy
an eye-opening. It's also an eye-opening in many other areas, because you know that if this is going on in this area of things, mm-hmm. that it's going on in other areas too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, and the thing is, there's another state that was considering adopting that same Rule 120 rule that Colorado has.
Right.
And so what I did was, I went and, out of humor, being in the monster that I was feeling, I decided I would send them that article and post, because that federal judge was cool enough to recognize that, hey, there's a huge violation here, and he states that. You know,
oh, wow.
He says, I think there's a constitutional violation here, and I'm going to hear her out.
Cool.
And, you know, so if it wasn't for this Judge Martinez
that's
being cool, and, you know, and that's the thing, and that goes to show you the difference between federal and Supreme Courts, you know,
right.
versus the lower civil
sure.
courts. You have to deal with these judges that are, or, you know, and attorneys that are backed by the bankers,
mm-hmm.
you know, bought off by them. And then if it's an election year, God forbid, you know.
Oh, they're invested with them.
Right, yeah, because we actually discovered over in Washington State that it shows plainly in the judge's retirement plan that all their pensions are backed by mortgage asset-backed securities.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, see, look, we've got we've talked about these things, Brian. I know you've probably heard Ron talk about this with the monetary system, the banksters. This is ever since the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act, we have been slipping down the rabbit hole so far. And this has actually helped fund our own demise through these legislative processes and these Lilliputians and these horrible, the UN, the EPA, the ESA, the TSA, the DHS, and the SOBs. That's how I call it, because this is our demise. If we cut off the money and we cut off the dishonest monetary system and this illegal banking system, it the whole thing folds up like a cheap suit, and that's what we need to do. So, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the only thing, and it's. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen, whether anyone wants it to happen or not. And then they're going to have the civil unrest, and then what's going to hit the fan, and then before I can buy champagne, we're going to have to go through a lot of lead and brass. I tell you.
And that's what One thing that's always bothered me, it was just really sad that it just kind of sucked that our forefathers, in creating the founding governments and so on, that didn't give the American people some sort of control and real voice. I mean, you do have, you can get a voice by going through court procedures and so on, but you know, when it comes to these politicians that need to be absolutely removed,
you got to go to
their friends and say, hey, evict your buddy. How are you going to do that? It ain't going to happen. It's like going to a bank.
It's horrible. I don't know, how this silent or non-bloody revolution is going to happen. I don't know. I don't know if that's possible at this stage. I don't know. I mean, I wish it was kind of like vaudeville and we could just put a hook out there and take them off the stage. I wish, but we, the other problem is, we do have that the declaration and that we are supposed to be able to throw off this bad government, but I didn't see it spelled out except in, picking up muskets and doing it that way. I don't know what else
right.
to do. And
right.
the other problem is,
I believe it's done through a constitutional convention.
Well, yeah, that's scary too. I would want to do with that is take the 11th through the 27th and put them in a document shredder. As far as the amendments went, you know what I'm saying? And go back to the Federalist Papers and what Alexander Hamilton said, and he's not one of my favorite, but he was absolutely correct. Anything that comes from Congress or anybody else that's unconstitutional is automatically null and void. Hello? In the document shredder, And the only other thing is, why can't we get our own posse together and some really cool oath keepers and sheriffs and have a grand jury and say, we're arresting these sons of bees. This is ridiculous. We have no recourse. It's like they have gotten so huge and so out of control, they're like, they might as well be Lenin and Stalin. They're acting like it, and they don't give a dang about us.
The only thing they care about is who is their biggest campaign contributors.
Oh my God, they are the worst prostitutes on the face of this earth. Bar none, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, they're worse than musicians.
Oh yeah, well, I'd love to be around musicians more than these clowns because.
Well,
these,
yeah, but I mean, I'm a musician.
So filthy.
We got to pour our band out like no man's business just to get anywhere if you're going to try to get signed to a major label. I mean,
yeah,
we hook it like we stole it,
Yeah,
but,
you can't hold a
but
candle.
But I mean, when I can say, look, I wouldn't want to be a politician, and I've done some crazy crap in my time, and.
Wow.
No. Well, it's nothing I would want.
Yeah, it's. Oh no, they're so. They are so in the mire of swampdom and it's beyond. I can't. Gross. What they are, just gross. I have no respect for these people because they are what they are, and we've allowed it to happen, and somehow it's going to blow up in everybody's faces. I just don't know when. It's not a matter of if, it's the when. So
yeah.
No. Most definitely. It's going to – eventually
it'll probably start with one of these gun grabs.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. And people are going to say no. Not happening.
And that's, yeah, exactly. And that's the one funny thing is that frickin' Lisa Madigan over in Chicago, oh, God, I wish she would, somebody just take her on a boat trip. But
with cement shoes?
And her and her, yeah, her and her husband both. And, you know, they're over there. It's done been ruled in, you know, in Supreme Court. They have to draft a bill that allows us to carry conceal. And they had 180 days to do it, which puts them in at June whatever. And they're still jerking around. They're trying to appeal that rule.
Hmm.
And it's like they've done said no. You know, they told them, you got 180 days to do it, and if you don't do it by that time, it's going to be a constitutional right to carry state, which they obviously don't want to happen.
Right.
But if it does, yay, go tell it on the mountain. No, the thing is now they're trying to slip in, is like they did in New York.
Sure.
The sheriff, this idiot sheriff over in Cook County wants to make the decisions on who gets to carry conceal.
Oh, exactly.
And then it's the mayor may not, you know, he wants to decide, and then if he decides yes or no, then it goes to the federal, and then they make a decision of yes or no. So either way, you pay $300 to take a gamble on a yes or no.
I know, they don't realize it, but they have no authority. When you have the top 10, which is
infringe.
Yeah, well that's just one of many. Okay, you know that one's supposed to help protect all the rest of them. The ones that really mean anything and carry any weight with me is the first 10. Those are my 10 commandments in stone. Those are given by God. Those are part of what that declaration was all about. That's why we have a union. That's why in 1791 those things were ratified. And everyone says, okay, those 13 states says, yeah, we'll stay in the union if you do this. Hello?
Well, they have no right to do anything
to those
with gun
bills.
Laws.
Nothing. Not one ounce. Not one iota.
Not no registration list.
Nope.
Not no.
Nothing.
Right, and that's what they're you know, it's already been proven over in New York that's doing this. The sheriff is making a decision on who gets it, and then it goes to the next level, and then they get denied. So apparently it's not even 1% of the people that have applied for it have gotten it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't even think it was that. It was like, I was just like, wow. If that's the actual figure of 1% only getting their card to carry conceal over there, by decision of some power-hungry idiot, that's insanity, you know. So our sheriff here, he's not exactly the coolest cat in the block, but
yeah, we got the same one here. We got the same garbage
here.
He's
California. Not a total idiot, you know. You have your days with him where you want to club him like a baby seal for doing some stupid stuff, but otherwise, you know, he's trying. You know, he's all right. They just brought up a deal about actually allowing us to carry conceal in Winnebago County, the county I live in. So they brought it up a couple of months ago, and they just brought it up again, so I'm waiting to find out if they voted on that, because that would be the business, man, because we're right next door to Wisconsin. So if we get to carry conceal here, we can carry conceal all the way up into Wisconsin.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah,
you know. At least baby step it, you know.
Yeah, see, we've got I didn't go to the one they had a couple weeks ago because I was not feeling well, I've been missing a lot of meetings, but the one that they did 2 years ago, I believe it was, up here in Knott's Berry Farm, and a lot of us carpooled up, and it was the California Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and Sheriff Mack was there, Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County was there. There was huge. It was like 300 or 400 people, all these oath keepers, all these great sheriffs, you know, who take their oaths seriously, who are constitutional sheriffs. It was amazing. They are totally on board with understanding how bad Agenda 21 is. They take their oaths seriously. They would never, I mean, they'll deputize, they'll make posses out of people. Man, and it's like unbelievable. what's happening. That was like a three and a half hour meeting. It was phenomenal. I wish I could have gone to this last one, but I do have, you know, connections with people. So it's all of our group here in San Diego. We know what we're up against. The people are leaving in droves. I can't go yet, but the minute I can go, I'm completely gone. I'm going to be in Indiana. That's where I'm headed. So.
And how does California, with all these people leaving, how do they expect to pay these new bills that they've run up?
They won't be able to. And it's going to get worse, especially with these draconian gun laws. There's going to be people
bailing. I want my state and other states, we should be having rallies and stuff and saying, we don't want not one dime of our state's money to go to bail these states out.
Absolutely. And what's going to happen, they're going to have, if you do the high-speed rail, they're pushing the carbon tax. You know, they've got cap and trade here. They've got huge problems with the illegals here. There's so many evil things coming down the pike. They are passing huge laws daily here in Sacramento, taxing
people. They're turning California into Mexico,
a slum hole. Yeah, they are. There's no, what do you call it? There's no anything on the table to address the problem of the crap that they did back in the 70s when they had all this started with the regionalism, and they did it through the back door with developers, and they called it the rezoning and all this stuff. And my friend Ken talked about this at length on my show about 6 months ago or whenever he called in. And he talked about what they did. They added on $300,000 to every home built in state of California, especially in San Diego. In other words, if your house would cost $110,000 in Indiana, which would be a nice home, that same house would cost $400,000 in California because of what they did. And they priced everybody out. The rents skyrocket. There's very little. There's like a 9 to 12 year waiting list for the HUD or Section 8 housing. You know, there's not going to be any seniors left. There's not going to be any veterans left. There's not going to be anybody who's considered unable to own guns. There's not going to be a conservative left in this state soon. They're going to have nothing.
And it will
illegal.
Be the brokest state
yes,
in the history
will.
Of
there's
the United
be,
States.
There's going to be libtards. There's going to be crime. There's going to be brokeness. It's and
it
you know
will
what?
Become Sodom Cisco.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
California.
Yeah.
Sodom Fornia.
It is. It's commie Fornia. I hate it. I mean, no
That's
amount
why
of
we should all buy shovels. We can all go out to the edge, dig the ditch, and go ahead and shove it off into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure you buy up lake frontage before we do.
I know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no kidding. Pick it a line and then buy that spot.
It's really crazy, but I'm glad that Kyra's still with us and everybody's still with us. I got about 7 minutes left. I want to thank everybody.
Because I know a lot of people in California, in the northern part of California, and they don't feel at all the same way as the people in the south do.
I know. And we have plenty of people in Southern California, from Orange County down to about just before San Diego City proper down there. We've got pockets of libtards everywhere. We've got Encinitas and Del Mar, and I mean, it's horrible. We've got pockets of conservatism, but we've got people who are literally just trying to find ways to get the hell out of here. And I like I said, the beaches are fabulous. I grew up here. I've been here 60 years, my whole life, since I was a munchkin. It's fabulous. The beaches are great. The weather's fabulous. Some of the people are wonderful. My whole family's here. But no amount of sunshine is worth this lack of liberty. No amount of sunshine. I don't care. It ain't worth it. It's just not.
Too many people, they don't understand freedom. They've never lost
no.
it.
No. Well, they're
but
about
now,
to.
The guys,
all the way alive.
A person who's been in prison for a while makes a mistake, goes to jail, prison for a while, gets out, comes out. He has a different regard for freedom.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
He knows because he's actually lost it, and he knows what it is. And the exact things that your government pushed at Obama and then pushed at you, it's the same things that people have in prison. You're told when, where, how, what
yep.
can and can't do.
Yeah, and why.
You're not supposed to have thoughts of your own.
No.
You're just supposed to go along with whatever, you know, the program.
That's totally right. I think I got about 5 minutes, and I want to thank everybody, Yola and Brian and Kyra, and I got Bill on here, and you guys are great. I'm going to play this promo, and then we can finish this out, because this is really cool. Michael Magic did it for us. It's only about 40 minutes or 40 seconds, so it's kind of cool. Let's see how it's coming through loud and clear. I'll be back in a second.
All right. Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed But Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, that was our friend, Mr. Magic. He did a great job. And then also, if you guys want to tune in on Saturday, it's not Patriot Family, but it's Mike from Connecticut. His is Hot Seat, Left is Never Right, and it's usually 6 p.m. on Saturday nights. It's really cool. So, and he has his own little independent radio deal on Blog Talk Radio, and it's a lot of fun. So, and it's really neat. Yeah, isn't that great, Kyra? That was kind of fun. Michael Magic did a great job. He has a good radio voice, so we appreciate that. And
yes,
I'm going to just say God bless all of you. This is wonderful. I'm going to play a little bit of Keep the Change, which is one of my favorite ways to close this out. And God bless you. And thanks for calling in, everybody. Man, it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And good to hear that you guys are getting something going on in the courts.
Right on.
God bless everyone. Yeah.
God bless everyone.
So I got to get there. It goes.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Good night. Be blessed. See you next time. Tune in tomorrow for Right from the Left Coast. Good night, everybody.